We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday as we make our way to the weekend and, of course, and then on our way to the countdown to New Year's on Wednesday. Here at the Race Day Las Vegas show, we will be here for tomorrow, and then we'll take our usual Monday and Tuesday off, which means we will be off on New Year's Eve. But we'll come back on New Year's Day, Wednesday, of course, with another week of covering racing Las Vegas style. From Las Vegas and from the South Point Studios, where we're at right now in the South Point Studios on YouTube. And, of course, you can just go to YouTube and hit South Point Studios, get on the page of Race Day, click it, and here we are, including chat room as well. If you haven't subscribed, do so. A subscription is free. Just hit subscribe, and then you'll be able to chat in the chat room. It's already busy, I can see here this morning. And so we will wait and see there. A lot of our chatters are checking in with some track conditions around the country. We know that it had a lot of rain overnight at Aqueduct in New York, so that's going to be sloppy, as well as the fairgrounds. I understand it got a lot of rain down there in Louisiana, so the fairgrounds, I think, has already called off the turf races there. There were two turf stakes races there as well, so I guess they'll be rescheduled to the main track. So the chat room is up and busy on this morning. We welcome you to the Race Day Show as we come to you on the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network. And, of course, all of our other platforms that include our local radio station, our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, where you can hear the Rams play-by-play a little bit later. That is an official Rams sports network here in Las Vegas. When you're running around town, you can hear their play-by-play as well as Race Day in the mornings. And, of course, we have our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, Google Phone. That's covered with the apps. Get your apps for the South Point Studios app at the YouTube. Get the YouTube app. You can get us and see us and hear us. And, of course, if you want to listen to us through the radio station, you get the KSHP app. They're both on your app stores for your devices and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show as we roll through that that long, long holiday period between Christmas and New Year's Day. And there's plenty of action going on, both on the racetrack and on the gridiron. Some great college football games as we continue with the bowl season, the unbelievable, gigantic bowl season that we have. There's a bowl game for everything, I think, and then some. But we continue with that, and of course, the NFL will have three games today. The NFL will be having we're into the last couple of weeks of the NFL. Some games are still games that are important enough to get teams either in or out of the playoffs, so we'll check in with Rich Eng on that. And of course, the big college football playoff picture that the next round starts on New Year's Eve, which will be on Tuesday, so it's just a fantastic time to be here in Las Vegas celebrating the holidays here. And we have sort of the holiday weather, not the bad snow, not the freezing cold, but it's not, 78 degrees and time for sunblock either. It's a perfect holiday type of weather here in Las Vegas. Right now outside is 42 degrees, and we're going to get up to 63. It'll be sunny and nice, but 42 and 63, and that is the kind of the parameters that we'll be working under up and through New Year's Day, in case you're planning on being one of the 350,000 people that'll be here lining Las Vegas Boulevard for the New Year's Eve countdown. That's just about the way the weather is going to be here for the up until through the holiday. Anyhow, looking at across the country, talking about the weather, and as we do, the temperatures, come on, 77 in Miami. Is that really this holiday type of weather? But the people in the Northeast would love to have it, because in New York right now, 47 degrees with a lot of rain still around. Detroit, 56 with rain. You've got Chicago at 51, topping out at Chicago. Los Angeles would be 64 degrees and clear. And, of course, here in Las Vegas, again, we're going to get up to 63 degrees today. So it looks like, that's the kind of weather that's going on. However, what the precipitation, you got a lot of action going on in north of the border in Canada above the Great Lakes area. You have all of that front that is going through the East Coast right now, still hovering over places of parts of New York, Philadelphia, New Jersey, etc. The very low tip, the very, 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 very low tip of Florida. You got some action going, and a lot going on in Oklahoma, eastern Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. So we'll wait and see how the weather might be at Oaklawn Park. But as far as fairgrounds, it's already off the turf and sloppy there. As far as the West Coast is concerned, you still got a lot of snow going on in Idaho, et cetera, up there in Colorado. We also have a big storm coming through in the western part of Washington, Oregon, and California. It's going to go rolling through there. So, to say the least, we're going to have some off-track going on either in the south or on the east coast, but I think Santa Anita's just going to be fine there. All right, let's take a look at what happened yesterday. And we begin with Gulfstream Park. Remember, they had that big carryover at Gulfstream Park in the Pick 5, the $217,084 Pick 5 carryover, late Pick 5 carryover from yesterday. Well, here's how it went from Friday, I should say. Yesterday, here's how it went. Sixth race winner, Sassy Alley, Wins and pace, 1260. Seventh race, Indeed, with Ired Ortiz Jr. paying $5 even. Then you have the eighth race, Nana's Corn Muffin, with Luca Panici paying $14.20, outrunning Royal Blue, who finished second in the race. I can tell you this. That was Jonathan Hardoon's pick, Royal Blue. And all I can say is this horse got trapped, and if he had clear going, if he went to the outside instead of trying to maneuver inside, he would have won and beat that horse. But he didn't. That's called racing luck. So Nana's Corn Muffin wins, 14-20 there. Then the ninth race winner, Silver Moonlight, with Edgar Zayas aboard, $2.80 as the filthy favorite in that one. That's the free bingo square in the pick five. And then the 10th race winner, Little Town Street, for Luca Panici's second win in the late pick five. That paid $18.40. So you put all of that together, winning numbers 4, 1, 8, 7, 6, and 5 out of 6, including the carryover distribution, 5 out of 6 paid $1,710.55. Not a bad payoff for those horses at Gulfstream in that late pick five carryover. Then we go to Santa Anita yesterday. Santa Anita, first race, Jerry Jackowitz gave us a reverse play. His key horse ran second. One of his link-ups won. That was Long May She Reign for Mark Glatt and Mr. Gonzalez. That and finishing second was Certitude, Jerry's key horse. So the winner paid $9.40. The dollar exacta paid $12.70. And he also connected with the reverse trifecta. That for a dollar paid $38.40. Steve Maiani and Flavian Pratt got together to win the third race with Big Mama Sue at $3.40. Bob Baffert, Juan Hernandez won the fourth race on a maiden race for 3 and 5-year-olds with a March of Time paying $4.60. Flavian Pratt got his second win of the day in the fifth race on a Phil D'Amato trainee paying $3.80. That Eternal Rain in that race. The stakes race, the Robert J. Frankel Stakes. The seventh race on the card at 1 1/8 on the turf. The winner there was Mrs. Astor, who got up in the final few jumps to win the race. Mrs. Astor with Frankie Dettori for Jonathan Thomas. Have you heard that before? This guy's been really hot, Southern California, with the turf runners there. Mrs. Astor paid $13 even, nailing Mahina, who finished second in the race. And Ioana there was third in the race. But Mahina did all the heavy work going almost gate to wire, but got nailed at the finish by Mrs. Astor. And then, of course, we had Dean Peterson training an $18.60 winner in the eighth race with Our Moonlight. Final race of the day, Don't Fight the Fed, $8 even there. The Sirocco exacta, the Sirocco play, finished second and third in the race. So if we could have got Don't Fight the Fed out of there, we would have got it. But we didn't, and we didn't get it. So it's an $8 winner there. The pick six paid $61,861.20. It was a single-ticket winner in the pick six yesterday at Santa Anita. That ticket was purchased through the Express Bet ADW account at the cost of $640. So they turned $640 into $61,000+. Not bad at Santa Anita yesterday. And then, of course, we go to Aqueduct, the big A in New York at Aqueduct. Kendrick Carmoose and John Service got together to win the first race with Mega Mile, paying $13. Carmoose came back in the fifth race on Magic 8 Ball, paying $16. Jerry Jackowitz had his pick there at Aqueduct, won. That one, Sunday Girl with the Katie Davis aboard, paid $14.80. That was his pick there. And he did have the link-ups that finished second and third. So the dollar exacta paid $22.30. And the 50-cent trifecta with the link-ups paid $74.37. Winner there, the feature play, Sunday Girl for David Dugan and Katie Davis, paying $14.80. Nice win there for Jerry. As a matter of fact, Jerry said plays in both Santa Anita and Aqueduct, got there yesterday, of course, with the reverse at Santa Anita. The Bay Ridge Stakes was won by Stonewalk Star, Dylan Davis aboard for Horatio DePaz, paying $11.40, outrunning Sterling Silver and Midtown Lights, who finished third. Dylan Davis came back in the ninth and final race and repeated, got two races back-to-back. Ankemisir won the race and paid $4.70 for Dick Dutrow Jr. Pick six paid over $20,000 yesterday at Aqueduct. Oaklawn Park saw Christian Torres win three races on the card. He won the first two races, bringing in the early double with a 420 horse for Tom Amos. Second race paid 580, so it was a short double there. Torres came back in the eighth race for Mark Cassie and paid $7.20. That's what happened yesterday around the country. We got a lot going on today. White Abarrio, remember White Abarrio? He is pointing toward the Pegasus World Cup that happens at Gulfstream Park in early February, I think it is. But in any case, he will make his comeback today in a sprint race at Gulfstream Park. And, of course, we got all the other great stakes races around the country. So without any further ado, we got Jonathan Nardoon standing by, Rich Eng. He'll give us a football pick, I'm sure, as well as horse pick. As you know, yesterday he gave us Navy, but it depends on when you bet Navy, because here's what happened. He gave us the play when it was plus three. When we gave out the play, it was plus one because they were firing away on Navy by the time we got on the air. By the time we got off the air, Navy was favored, minus one. Well, they won the game by one. So however you got it, you either won the bet or you pushed it, one or the other. And in any case, we'll have another football play today with Richie and, of course, John Lindo and Jerry J as well. We're going to take our first break of the show, and then when we come back, you know what's happening next. The menu. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. I guess one of the chatters are commenting on what I'm wearing today here in studio. He said, paging Ralph, you left your headlights on your Model T in the parking lot. So I guess that's the comment about my wardrobe. So we're just having a lot of fun on the chat, that's for sure. And I enjoy all of that stuff that's going on. And by the way, the chatters also will share selections that they like in the races today. So get on board. Go to YouTube. If you're already there in the Race Day site, you know, our Race Day, you click Race Day, and then you get on our page, and then you can start chatting. And if you haven't subscribed, just do so, because it's free of charge, and then you can get in the chat box. So there it is. Okay, so we got the national weather going on, and so we can go right to the racing menu for today, reminding you that we always remind you that the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day for the racing menu reflects that of the first post times in the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in the race book behind me here at the South Point. These will be the first posts that roll out there. We are in the Pacific time zone. Therefore, if you're listening in another time zone, adjust to it wherever you're at. From the Pacific time zone, tweak it out so you don't miss anything, like, of course, I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin our racing menu with Parks Racing. Parks Racing has 10 races today. They've got a pick five jackpot carryover of $153,938. $153,938 in the pick five carryover at Parks Racing. 10 races. First post time is at 9:05. Mahoning Valley Racecourse is next. They've got a regular pick five carryover today at Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Okay? $2,135. That's the regular pick five carryover. Now they have a pick six jackpot carryover as well, That's only $402. First post time Mahoney Valley for nine races set at 9:05. Then we got Aqueduct Racetrack. Aqueduct, as you know, we already told you, it is sloppy there. It's sloppy, light rain, 43 degrees, they say, at post time, but the track is sloppy at Aqueduct today. Nine races, a couple of stakes races. The third race is the Grapes and Stakes. That six furlongs for three-year-olds and up. A field of seven there. 9-5 favorite is Running Son of a Gun at 9-5 with Joel Rosario. We do not have the late scratches as of yet. Yes, we do. We just got them. Just flicked in. Okay, so that third race, the Graveson, there are no scratches. And the favorite in there at 9-5 is Running Son of a Gun. And then we go to the next feature race, and that is the eighth race on the card, the $100,000 Alex M. Robb Stakes at a mile for three-year-olds and up. In that race, the eighth race on the card, Scratch the Four Neutral Network. Number Four Neutral Network, big 20-1 shot is scratched in that race. That'll leave a field of seven. And the 9-5 favorite, make that the 8-5 favorite in that race, is El Grande O with Dylan Davis. Close second choice at 9-5 is Bank Frenzy with Manny Franco. Oh, maybe it's a lock them up exactly there in that race with the two favorites. We'll wait and see. Nine races overall at the Big A and a first post time of 9:10 with, of course, the racetrack labeled sloppy. Okay, next comes Gulfstream Park. First post time Gulfstream Park, 9:20, couple of stakes races. The $115,000 Abundanita Stakes. It's five furlongs on the turf. It's the eighth race on the card. 12 go to the post in this one before any scratches. And the favorite in there, Lukewarm, is 7-2, and that is Mrs. Gambolini with the Tyler Gaffione. A couple of races later, the $165,000 Mr. Prospector Stakes at seven furlongs for three-year-olds and up. A field of 12 there. The big favorite is White of Barrio. He's 3-5 on the morning line with Ired Ortiz Jr. in that race. That is the Mr. Prospector, White of Barrio's return to the races in that one. That's the 10th on the card, 11 races overall at Gulfstream. Pick 6 jackpot carryover there is $83,103. $83,103. And first post time is 9:20 at Gulfstream. Laurel Park has nine races, a couple of $100,000 stakes races. The seventh race is the Gin Talking for two-year-old fillies at seven furlongs. 4-5 favorite there is Caprice. And the eighth race is the Heft Stakes for two-year-olds at seven furlongs. And in that race, the 2-1 favorite is One Man Team. First post time at Laurel for their nine races set at 9:25. Laurel has a pick six jackpot carryover of $1,254. First post time, Laurel, 9:25. Tampa Bay has a first post time of 9:35. Tampa Bay has a super high five carryover there today. Regular super high five carryover, $1,432. Nine races today at Tampa Bay. First post time is at 9:35. Then we have Oaklawn Park. Don't know. I think probably Oaklawn Park might be having an off track there. We'll wait and see. But they have 10 races today. The feature race is the Tinsel Stakes at a mile and 1/8 for three-year-olds and up. It's the ninth on the card. Nine go to the post before scratches. 2-1 favorite there is Horace Mann with Martin Garcia aboard. 10 races today at Oaklawn and a first post time of 10:30 at Oaklawn Park today. Then next on the menu is Fairgrounds. The Fairgrounds, of course, we already told you, they're off the turf. Track is sloppy. Turf races that were scheduled are 3rd, 5th, 7th, and 9th. The 7th and 9th are the two stakes races of the day. They're off the turf and it's sloppy. The 7th race is the Pago Hop at a mile and 16th now on the main track for three-year-old fillies. Probably be a lot of scratches in this race. We'll wait and see. But the favorite at 3-1 on the morning line right now is Way to Be Marie with Florent Garou. And then you have a couple of races later, the ninth race, now the Woodchopper on the main track at a mile and 16th for three-year-olds. And that has an overflow field of 16, but some will be coming out of that as well. As far as the morning line, favorite in the race, 7-2 is the morning line, and that is Leganos with the Morales aboard, but we'll wait and see about that. Fairgrounds, first post time, 10:45, sloppy and off the turf there. All right, next comes Santa Anita. Santa Anita has a first post time today of 11:30. Be aware that the post time at Santa Anita now is 11:30. The post times have fluctuated throughout the week. So far, at Santa Anita, first post time is 11:30. They have 10 races, a couple of stakes races. The sixth race is the Joe Hernandez Stakes at 6.5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-olds and up. A field of 9 in that one before scratches. 5-2 favorite there is Motorious with Antonio Freisou. And then a couple of races later, the eighth race is the Blue Northern at a mile on the turf for two-year-old fillies. 9 go to the post in this one before any scratches. And the 5-2 favorite in that one is Will Then with the Mr. Chaminade aboard. And there are 10 races overall at Santa Anita. First post time at Santa Anita today is at 11:30. Again, 11:30, first post at Santa Anita. Just in case you're interested, there is a carryover. It's in that 3x3 bet, you know, three trifectas, $372 if you partake. Turf Paradise has 9 races. First 2 races will be quarter horses, and the last 7 will be thoroughbreds. First post time at Turf Paradise today is set at 11:40 at Turf Paradise today. And the first 2 will be quarter horses. Then we go to Delta Downs. They've got 9 races. Their first post time is 2:50. Turfway Park will kick in with 9 races with full fields, man. They got a lot of horses there at Turfway. Full fields all for all 9 races. And at Turfway Park, these will be mandatory payoffs at Turfway. Now, the meet is not ending, but we're coming to the end of the year. And so they got to get rid of it. So here's the deal. You got a super high five carryover, $2,761. Mandatory payoff today. You got a pick six jackpot carryover. So the jackpot provision is off. That stands at $244,674. And remember, it is a mandatory payoff, which means the best tickets are going to chop all of this up. So even if there's not six, if the fives win it, so be it. $244,674 mandatory payoff in the Pick 6 jackpot today at Turfway. First post time at Turfway Park is 2:55 at Turfway. Full fields, though, so you're going to have a challenge to try to hit that thing. And Los Alamitos wraps it up. Los Alamitos has a first post time today at 6:05 for their quarter horses and mixed breeds. The first 4 races will be quarter horses and thoroughbreds at 1,000 yards. The last 4 races, races 5-8, will be just pure quarter horses. 8 races overall. First post time is at 6:05 at Los Alamitos. And that is the racing menu for this Saturday. Now let's get out to Jonathan Ardoon. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
You want to say something about how I'm dressed, or you want to? Was that?
I think you look rather dapper. I like the hat, matches the sweater. Perfect.
Well, it's cold out. That's all I can tell you. It was cold out. In any case, but I like that. I like that analogy that our chatter had.
Okay. Yes.
Anything happened yesterday out of the ordinary that handicappers should be aware of for today? I know you were talking about some sort of a bias at Aqueduct yesterday, but we're waiting to see if that will prevail today.
I would say it's probably going to change. Yesterday was a complete conveyor belt. You needed to be inside. You needed to have speed for the most part. I think speed won 6 races, and it was just really I personally hate when the track is like that. I prefer an even track. If anything, an outside closers track certainly is better. I just don't like these speedways, and that was the situation yesterday.
And so you think that with the more rain coming in?
I'm sure they'll seal the track, and I'm sure they're going to open it up. And they had a lot of rain overnight. And for some reason, when it rains here recently, it's become outside closes. But I'm not saying it's that way. You got to watch a race or two and get a feel for the track.
All right. Well, the first race today at Aqueduct is a maiden race for 2-year-olds at 7 furlongs. I don't know if we're going to really figure out anything.
Not learning anything from that race, no.
But the second race is a mile for allowance horses. Maybe we learn something there. The Gravesend is the third race on the card. Top Gunner is an interesting possibility in this race. And, of course, you got the 9-5 favorite in Running Son of a Gun. Maximus Meridius is the second choice at 2-1 in this race. So it looks like it's going to be competitive. Only 7 in the race, and so far we don't have any scratches in that race. I do not think. No, we do not.
There are no scratches in that race. And actually, this is going to be the first of our radio plays, Ralph. I love the number 6 horse in here, Top Gunner. Brad Cox claimed this seven-year-old three races back, and all three races for Cox have been very good. This horse had trouble in his last race. He could handle moisture in the track. Manny Franco rides today, 5-1 on the morning line. I like number six, Top Gunner, to upset and win today's third race, the Gravesend Handicap.
All right. In the third race, you like the six, Top Gunner. Top Gunner, Manny Franco aboard 5-1. We might be able to hold that price with the other two getting a lot of action with each other.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're looking to make exact, his number two, Full Moon Madness, at 8-1 is certainly a horse I would use. I think the favorites are certainly vulnerable in that race, and I really like 6-2, a little 2-6, but I like the 6-1.
All right, Top Gunner going to win the Gravesend. Now we go to the Alex M. Robb, which is the eighth race on the card at a mile for three-year-olds. Now, there is a scratch in this race. The 4 Neutral Network is out. Big long shot, though, at 20-1 on the morning line. Your 8-5 favorite is El Grande O with Dylan Davis. Close second choice at 9-5 is Bank Frenzy with Manny Franco. And just like the Gravesend, you got two horses that are going to vie for favoritism in that race. How do you see that?
Yeah, well, Bank Frenzy really loves moisture in the track. 6 starts on a wet track, 3 wins, 3 seconds, 3 wins at the distance, 3 wins at Aqueduct. Actually, he's 3-3 on a wet track. He's at Aqueduct. He has 6 starts, 3 wins, 3 seconds. Certainly the horse to beat. He's drawn well. It's a flat mile, one turn. He's drawn outside. Again, Manny Franco. So Manny Franco could be having a big day, and that would be nothing unusual in New York, especially at this time of the year.
All right. Now we're going to move to Santa Anita today and get your play at Santa Anita. And then we'll wind up at Gulfstream Park, because I do want to talk about that race with White Barrio in it.
Okay, let's look at Santa Anita's final race, the 10th race. It's a mile and eighth on the turf, and I really like the number 9 horse in here, Pax a Wallop. A 4-year-old gelding from the Jeff Mullins barn, Tiago Pereira aboard to ride. This horse is going to be forwardly placed. He's going to be running, I think, second. He's going to get first run here. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. Number 9, Pax a Wallop, wins today's 10th and final out at Santa Anita.
Well, we just hope he lives up to his name. Pax a Wallop, the 9 in the 10th and final race at Santa Anita, is Jonathan Ardoon's play, the 9, Pax a Wallop. And now we'll go to Gulfstream Park, the one of the two feature races today. The Mr. Prospector at 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds and up will be the return to the races for White Barrio. White Barrio is 3-5 on the morning line, breaks from post 10 in the 7 furlong race with Ired Ortiz Jr. up. Now, I'm sure this wasn't marked on the calendar as the race they were pointing to. This was probably marked on the calendar for the race that he's going to start his comeback. How do you see this race?
Well, White Barrio actually ran back on November 22nd when he returned to Florida and returned to the Safi Joseph barn. He was previously trained by Dutro, and Dutro took him from Safi Joseph. Anyway, he won by 10 in his return back on November 22nd. But I like a horse in this race, Ralph. I'm going to try to beat White Barrio, who will be every bit of 2-5. I like the number 6 horse in here, Mufasa, a 5-year-old from the Ignacio Correas barn. Draw a line through his last race. That was the Breeders' Cup mile. He was breaking from post 12 that day. He really, you know, was up against it. Now cuts back to 7 furlongs where he's 4-4 at the distance. I think he's going to get a great trip in here. You're getting 9-2 on the morning line. You're going to get every bit of it because they're going to be all over White Barrio. Number 6, Mufasa, upsets and wins this year's Mr. Prospect.
All right. Mufasa, the 6 horse in the 10th race at Gulfstream. Tyler Gaffleone aboard and 9-2 on the morning line. I think we'll get every bit of that with the White Barrio being the big favorite in that race. We'll wait and see. Of course, this is a prep, I guess, for the Pegasus coming up. That is his first target of next year, right?
It's January 25th or 26th, I believe, of this year. And, that's where they're saying White Barrio is pointing towards. So let's see what happens.
All right, Jonathan, any last words of wisdom for today's racing before we let you get out of here and do some other radio?
No, everybody, have a great day. You know, be careful in New York. Watch a couple of races, see how the track is playing.
All righty. And don't forget, Jonathan has 4 full sheets today. Gulfstream. He's got Oaklawn Park as well. And, of course, Santa Anita and Aqueduct at his websites, right?
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph.
All right. You got it, Jonathan. Coming back right after the break will be Rich Eng standing by, and we'll see what he has up for today. Don't go away.
No service member who has put on a uniform and served our nation should be without a home and the services they need. I'm Dave Portnoy, and I'm asking for your help. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation promises to eradicate veteran homelessness across the country so that no service member who has served our nation will be without a home and the services they need. That's why I'm asking you to contribute $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risks their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction, we're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to t2t.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. And I'm glad to be back.
Richie, first of all, that number on the Navy moved so much while we were on the air that if you got it the number that you suggested, that number might have been already gone. But then it went down, and it finally wound up where Navy was minus one. So if the people got it anywhere before that, they won that bet outright. If the people were the late arrivers and got it at minus one, they got their money back. Now, today, your selection, and I know what it is, but we'll get your selection first. The number has also changed as well. So what do you like in the NFL today?
Well, you know, just a quick note again about Navy before I move on to my pick for today. You know, one thing I always talk about during football season, actually, at any time, is when you're betting a team, you should always shop for price. And Navy's a perfect example, Ralph. That line actually opened up at plus seven for the Navy, the underdog against Oklahoma. Got bet, as you said, all the way to Navy minus one. And the number that I posted on the show yesterday was a ticket that I had in my pocket. I bought the day before.
Right.
So, you know, that was a real ticket. But, you get a shot for a price, you get the best number.
Well, all in all, even with that vast move, the only people who got their money back but didn't lose anyhow was the ones that got it in late at minus one because it landed on one.
True.
What about today?
True. I like, a team that I've been rooting for all year long is the Los Angeles Chargers. Had them over 8.5 on the wins and got there. But they're playing on the road against New England. And believe it or not, Ralph, the Chargers are actually starting to get healthy. A key addition to the lineup tonight will be J.K. Dobbins, the running back. He's their best rusher.
Yeah.
And when they're able to run the football, that means Herbert's able to do the play action and throw the ball even more effectively. So the Chargers are getting healthier, And New England, there's a big coaching mismatch. You got Harbaugh against Mayo. Let's go with the Chargers, -4.5.
All right. Now, that is the number that you gave me at 4.5. Here at the South Point, they have been betting that game as well. Sean just checked. It is now -6. The Chargers are -6 right now. So is that still a play for you?
Well, I got 4.5 in my pocket. You know, I don't know if I can tell people to bet 6 or not.
The people listening out there may not have. So we're just finding out where the Mendoza line might be for you.
You know, in all honesty, Ralph, -6 is a bad number. It's just, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I bet it yesterday at 4.5, and, you know, people want to bet it at 6. You know, another way possibly to bet a game like that is just to bet it on the money line. I know it's not real juicy, but you can bet it on the money line and wipe out the point spread.
Sure. Okay. Now we get your selection. We got a selection of San Anita.
You know, I'm going to have a Scirocco play for the listeners, yeah. Ralph. In the last race at Santa Anita, race 10, it's a first level a turf route allowance. I'm going to go with the number 6, C. Singer, 6-1 in the morning line. Flavion Pratt riding for Michael McCarthy. This horse has spent the summer, you know, back east running against really good fields at Churchill Downs, Keeneland, Saratoga on the grass, and now races in Southern California. I think Pratt's a difference maker on any horse he rides. Let's go with the 6. C. Singer at 6-1, Ralph.
10th and final race, we've got a Scirocco play. Richie's play is C. Singer. The 6 horse was Flavion Pratt aboard. Jonathan came earlier with the 9, so it's a 6996 exacta box, the Scirocco play. But for scoring purposes, Richie likes the 6, C. Singer, and 6-1 on the morning line there in the 10th and final race at San Anita. I want to remind everybody out there that there's a full sheet. His full sheet is available for San Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. You got all of Santa Anita there today. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
Final break, and when we come back, we're going to get John and Jerry on before we turn it over to Sports by the Book. That's coming up right here where you're watching now on this streaming. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back to put the finishing touches on today's Race Day Las Vegas show as the crew starts to get ready for Sports by the Book. In the meantime, let's go out to Southern California where John Lendo's standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. It's a little chilly out here, but this is perfect winter weather. Not too cold, certainly not too hot. Perfect.
I love it. We got a nice winter day here in Southern California. We'll be good for racing. It'll be fast and firm as Santa Anita today, so... you know, no excuses due to the weather here in California.
Okay. Anything exciting that happened yesterday that people should take note of at Santa Anita for today?
You know, just I think both the turf course and the main track are playing very fair. That makes it a little bit easier for us handicappers. I don't think we have to worry about bias at this point. So I like the way the courses are playing. It's just a matter now we have to find the best horses.
And there's plenty of good horses out there, that's for sure. A very competitive card, I think, today at Santa Anita.
Yeah, it is. And today we're actually going to see one of those races ridden for Northern California horses. Early on the card, there's an 8,000 maiden claimer, the second race on the card. Mm-hmm. And this is for horses that were based up there with trainers that were that are stabled up in Northern California. We're going to see these races trickle in from time to time to try and help get some races for those horses that are stuck up there really with no place to go, and we're going to try and keep them in Southern California.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'd love to. I'd like to see more of that as they feed it in Southern California, maybe a lot more during the week, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I think that's the, you know, there have been extra races on the overnights to enter, and they've had trouble filling a couple of them. So I think some of those Northern California horsemen, they're still deciding, am I going to stay here? Am I going to go out of state? Where are we going? And we're in an adjustment period now, but at least the racetrack is making the effort to have those races there if they want to come down and participate.
John, you're on the Linda Report today. You've got the full coverage of Santa Anita, all the races, and plus a suggested late pick four, et cetera, and the goodie information. But you also put on the coast-to-coast pick five suggestion as well at Gulfstream and Santa Anita. It's all on one comprehensive sheet, the Linda Report, available only in one place in this gaming capital, and that is, of course, right here at the South Point, free of charge, complimentary to the players, because they love horse players here. And so you got the Coast to Coast Pick 5 back as well on the Linda Report. John, what are we doing today?
Let's go to race number 7 today, Ralph. In the 7th race at Santa Anita, number 3, Tesudo, comes back off the layoff for George Papa Padromo, who's already won a race at the meet. This horse was well-regarded last winter, comes back as a gelding, gets Lasix back dropping out of stakes races, and picks up a guy named Flavian Prod. He's 10-1 on the program. He shouldn't be.
Wow.
I'm expecting somewhere more closer to 4 or 5-1. But he's got some tactical speed. He got to get a good trip in here. Let's see if he runs a better race off the layoff. I think he's a better horse than he looks on paper. Race number 7, number 3, Tesudo at Santa Anita.
All right. In the 7th race, number 3, Tesudo is the pick here from John Lindo. The 7th race, the 3 horse at Santa Anita. Don't forget that the full Lindo report sheet, all of Santa Anita races, a suggested late pick 4, and a suggested coast-to-coast pick 5 with Gulfstream Park, all on one comprehensive sheet, and that is right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary to the horse players. Well, to anybody. You want to just come out and get a Linda report and play some races? If you don't know that much about racing and you want to say, I want an expert to help me out, the Linda report is the one to get right here at the South Point. John, any last thoughts before we let you go?
No, looking forward to seeing what Waterbury does. He is trained super. And just for the listeners, you know, XBTV shows the works from Florida and from Santa Anita. It's free to join. And if you get a chance to watch these workouts yourself, you can form an opinion. He has worked really, really well for this race. I think he'll run well today.
All right. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Good luck, Ralph.
All right. Now, before we get to Jerry Jackowitz plays, I want to just remind everybody that where you're at right now watching this show, you stay right there because Sports by the Book will be butt up right behind us next, and they're going to cover all of this great sports action, all of this great football, etc. And Alex and Jeff are getting ready here. Guys, what do you got planned for today? Any exciting underdogs?
Well, I like how you're thinking there, Ralph.
Yeah, I'm always looking for value, pal.
So Ralph, we got 3 NFL games. We got a whole slate of bowl games, which I gotta say, these bowl games, the quote unquote meaningless bowl games, have been absolutely tremendous the last week plus.
I know.
I mean, even last night, the game here, USC looked totally dead in the water, came back and won.
Yeah.
As an underdog, but I have to bring this up to your audience.
Absolutely.
We'll bring it up to ours. So. Chris Andrews, of course, runs the joint here behind us.
Uh-huh.
Just tweeted out there is a massive, massive overlay, nearly $19,000 on this right now.
Wow!
Give me. How? Yeah, exactly. We got him on the desk here. It's only $5 a card for the College Bowl Jackpot Parlay card.
Yeah.
Winner takes home $25K or at least a share of $25K, depending on how many people you tie with. If you happen to get it. You get a nice day at the office.
Yeah.
But how often do you get an overlay, especially of that size in the casino? So you got to get them in by 12:30. The Pop-Tarts Bowl, Ralph, is the first bowl on here. You got to get it in before that, but get them down here. You got a chance at a lot of money with a great overlay right now.
Are you guys going to kind of go over that thing and maybe
I don't know if we want everyone to follow our picks. We got to give ourselves a chance, right?
That's right. Just pick the winner straight up. No spread.
No spread.
Yeah.
Wow, and there were a lot of movements and spreads yesterday.
Yeah.
And you talk about heartache when the guy's got an 18-point, has to lay 18 points in the Syracuse game.
Yes.
In the last 10 seconds, he gets that unbelievable backdoor uncover. That's not good stuff, but it's just exciting. It's an exciting time of year, that's for sure. You guys are going to handle it all, right? Right after the show.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Jerry Jackowitz quick. Jerry, we've got 2 minutes to get your plays. Yeoman's work, great work yesterday. You had a winner with link-ups and a reverse play with the link-ups, and you only gave us 2 plays. So let's get out to Aqueduct today.
Yeah. Some people didn't want to play Katie Davis. That's a shame. Anyway, let's go over to Aqueduct. Let's go to the third race. We're sloppy out there today.
Okay.
I like number 6, Top Gunner, at 5-1 with Manny Franco up. Seems to, you know, fill a lot of it could be a lot of solution to the problem here.
Okay.
Let's do this one on behalf of the memory of Greg Gumbel, the great sportscaster who passed away.
All right.
Let's go 6/3/4/7, reverse 3/4/7/6. But the 6, that's our pop-out key in race number 3.
All right, quickly, Jonathan Ardoon and Jerry Jackowitz both land on this horse. So this is the horse racing handicapper's good housekeeping seal of approval. The 6 is the key. The link-ups for Jerry is 3, 4, and 7 and reverse. Now, quickly at Santa Anita.
Let's go to race number 8, Ralph. Will Ben, really nice developing colt. Last 2 races are sensational. I think this is a real comer. I like the 9 horse. 5-2 is a little tight, so don't go much below 2-1. Let's take the 9 over the 2, 5, 7, 8. Small reverses, 2, 5, 7, 8 back over the 9. I'm all about the 9. Will Ben in the 8th at Santa Anita.
All right. In the 8th race at Santa Anita, the Blue Northern Stakes, you like the 9, Will Then. I hope he does it now. The 9, Will Then, is the key. The link-ups are 2, 5, 7, and 8, and reverse. Remember the reverse, so you can be a little bit wrong and still cash there. Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And now, Jerry, we'll be standing by for Sports by the Book. It's coming up right next with Alex and Jeff. And I guess I'll just get back out into the parking lot and hop into my Model T. In the meantime, you got one more thing to say? Say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.